Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a pale face in a bedroom window that may have saved a life, and a full-bodied spirit in a rusted tractor. Not every ghost comes to haunt. Some show up to warn.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Love to hear your real ghost stories. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com, or you can call in 855-853-4802. That is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. Old tractors, they're kind of creepy, are they not? I mean, they're kind of neat. They have some interesting vibes to them. What's your thoughts on?
My grandma and grandpa lived on a farm, and by the time I was born, it was defunct. They weren't farming anymore, but they had a big old tractor in the barn. And I remember my dad would borrow it once in a while. It was still kind of running, but he'd borrow it when we first moved into the country, and he'd bring it over, and we could pick rocks and throw it on in a whatever. He'd use it for yard work and stuff like that. But you're right, it was pretty freaky. And also, I have to say that the farming lifestyle, especially back then when my grandparents were around and doing it, was pretty rough. It was tough. Yeah. Like, they didn't have electricity and stuff like that. And they didn't have running water and stuff like that. And when you were out in the fields, you were really out in the field. So, like, when people say restaurants and stuff are haunted, or bars or hotels, I think people, families that put a lot of time and energy into their business, that energy does stick around. And I never questioned the fact that I thought my parents' land and house and all that, my grandparents' land and house were haunted. I just thought that was the case.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's where they spent their lives, you know, the work life, the personal life, everything, it all was there, all condensed into one specific space. My grandparents, my dad's side, they had a farm. They had died prior to me being born, but they the house was still in the family for a while, and it was out in a town called Pipe. And I know you know where that is.
Yep.
Past the bar a little ways.
Okay.
On the corner there. Right out on that road. It was a little, kind of house on a hill. And the house, when I was a kid, was still in the family, and they'd been renting it out to some people for years. And then they decided, let's be done with this. Let's sell the house. So we had to go out there, and it was kind of a family thing, and get it cleaned up, get it ready to sell. And I had never been in the house in my life.
Wow.
But this is the house my dad grew up in, and my uncles, my aunts, and all that, up until their accident in the 70s. And I saw like my dad's room, and there was like a cowboy sticker on his bedroom door that was still there. And I mean, this is a house that has no emotional attachment. I've never spent a holiday there. I've never seen anybody. I never knew anybody there other than driving past it and knowing that's where my deceased grandparents lived. And it was a weird experience going into that house.
Did you feel a connection though? Anyway?
I did.
Yeah,
I did. And I mean, I remember that house vividly for only being in it now, you know, for a short period of time when we were doing that, but it was a weird, you think of your grandparents or think of people that are close to you. And I think, at least when I think back on them now, the ones that I did know, their home feels a lot like them when I think of their home, when I think of how I remember them, when I think of their energy, when I think of anything about them, their home, it was almost a part of them for my, yes, my living grandparents. I have a creepy ball jar right up here that lived in my grandparents' house. Not these ones, but my ones that I did know. My grandma would put lemon drops in it. You would think the damn thing would smell like lemon drops. It smells like their house.
Yeah.
It smells exactly. It's their house in a jar. And I, if I ever want to smell my grandparents' house, I open up the jar. Weird, I know.
That is weird. But you're right. I mean, there is something about that.
Yeah. So I guess my long point here is I think I, as close as that I'll ever get in the living world to know what my grandparents felt like, just their presence, that was it.
Yeah.
It was in that house.
It's funny because so both sets of, well, my parents, my grandparents and my father's side were still around. They were the farm and visited them. They were literally up the road. So we had a little backward trail in the fields that they used to farm. And we could actually go up there, walk up there, ride your bike up there, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'd go up like every day to see my grandparents. And then I had a set of parents, grandparents where my grandmother passed away like a month after I was born, and my grandfather remarried. So I didn't know my grandfather at that point in his life, but they owned a bar in Fond du Lac. He owned, he was one of the owners of Dutch's Trading Post back in the day, the old version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but my memory of them and my step-grandmother was this little house in Empire out by Eden. They lived that's up on this hill.
Yeah, the township I grew up in.
Yeah. And so
where I voted for the first time.
So, but I think about what you just said, like their furniture was all like 60s kind of feel. The candy dish sitting there, which is up in my dining room right now on a buffet that was theirs. It's so interesting how stuff like that becomes part of who they are. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that your connection with this set of grandparents was only in maybe that one visit to that house.
Yeah, it was. It's funny. I let me go do a little show and tell here. Hang on once. I'm not going to move the camera, but let me grab something.
Because
it actually, it's from that day that I actually have over here. Hang on.
I'm just kind of impressed that you still have it as Tony goes to get this piece of memorabilia from his grandparents' house that he never met before. 855-853.
I have two items for show and tell here.
4802.
This is my grandparents' house in a jar.
Yep.
Smells like Winnebago Drive.
That is crazy.
And this actually, I spent, I think it was like my 9th or 10th birthday there. And that it was the summer and we were cleaning it out. And I got this for my birthday. that year. This is the Mario Cement Factory Game and Watch.
Oh my God. I'm just blown away that you hang on to all this stuff.
Oh, I'm a hoarder. No. I'm not, I don't know. I'm sentimental on a lot of things, but I don't have like hordes of shit, but I have a lot of random shit. That's what I have. And it's things that are meaningful. I mean, this is a crazy, there's a Michael Jackson ticket up there right next to a Y96 can koozie. And over there is a menu from the, Titanic sister ship, the Olympic.
Did you go see Michael Jackson?
No, it's from the tour that he never did.
Oh.
Yeah. I got it. They sent it out to radio. It just is like, here, give these away. And I got one of them. But it's like, it's a numbered ticket from the O2 arena.
So did you get it because you won it? Or did you get it because you took it away from a listener who could have won it, but you stole it instead?
I got it from my promotions director who knew that I loved Michael Jackson too, and was like, here, have one of these. So
that's cool.
And it's very well taken care of over there. So yeah, it's random. It's all random. And at the Amityville, house, there's a mock-up over here of when they made the movie of like for set design. I'm doing show and tell. Hang on.
You going to do that? I'll give the phone number again if you want to call on your ghost story, 855-853-4802, or you can go online, realghoststoriesonline.com, and tell us your real ghost stories. We'll share it here on the podcast.
Okay, last
piece of show and tell.
Show and tell piece here of the day.
All right.
Here we go. There's the Amityville.
Oh my gosh.
And it's the interior that matters. It's, you can see the, this is for the Ryan Reynolds one that came out about 20 years ago now. I bought it at an auction. It was part of, from, I don't know how they use this for set design, but it's something that someone who does that knows exactly what this is. And I do not, but
they probably have to mock stuff like that up before they build the whole thing and it's screwed up.
Yeah.
Right?
It's something to do with that of scaling it all and then figuring out, cause it shows like in there all of, okay, if this door opens that way, it's basically a set design of some sort. I didn't know they mocked him up like that. Maybe they used to. I don't know if they still do.
They probably do, but a lot of that stuff is CGI or whatever they call that stuff.
But there you go. That's your episode of Weird Show and Tell.
That's cool.
From Tony's Land of Weird Shit. I am the old guy. I'm going to be the old guy someday where it's like all the weird shit on the shelves. Like, what is all of this? Let me tell you a story. Yeah.
You come rolling into your wheelchair, right?
Exactly. And then somebody's going to be like, this weird guy told ghost stories at a nursing home, traumatized me for life. Exactly. Let's go to a ghost story phone call. 855-853-4802 is our number. Hi.
Hey, my name is Rebecca and I'm calling from Minnesota. My story happened when I was 16 years old. I had a pretty bad childhood and my parents would leave every weekend, go to the cabin, and I stayed home, went to my high school fast food job and chased a lot, you know, had drugs and boys and, you know, all the things a teenage girl will do when you are not supervised. So we had a two-story house, a big brown house, and I was out in the front yard with some friends, and summer, and we're washing cars, having a great time. And I look up in my bedroom window, and there's a girl. She looks like a teenager, and she's got white hair, very pale, wearing a white dress. And she's looking at me, and she looks so sad and heartbroken. And I said, "Hey, who's that in my window?" And my friends look up and they say, "I don't know, I've never seen her." And I run into the house, nobody in there, search the house. Well, all the back doors are locked, so the only door she could have left in was the front door that, you know, we were at. And that's always kind of haunted me that I saw her. The boy I was dating, not really a boy, he was 26. Many years later, I'm watching the news with my husband, and I kind of tapped him and said, "Hey, honey, look at that guy on the news. Yeah, I dated him in high school." And turns out this guy had murdered his girlfriend and was, you know, in jail. And while in jail, he was running a prostitution ring. So, you know, I was dating a really, really bad guy. And I think that girl that I saw was a woman in white. And I think she was there protecting me, because shortly after that day, Joe, that was the bad guy, Joe disappeared. And about 6 months later, I started getting letters from prison. Well, he had been arrested for beating up and nearly killing his girlfriend. And I think that that woman in white was my guardian angel, and I think she was watching over me. So that's my story.
Delilah. Thanks for calling.
Where true crime and ghost stories meet. Yeah. Holy crap.
God, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you dodged a bullet there. I mean, I was going to, you know, if there's a 26-year-old dating a 15-year-old high school student, yeah, it's called Predator. And I unfortunately, we used to look at that and go, oh, that's normal. That's that.
Boy, you sure young, did, didn't we?
Young love. God. It's, yeah, I mean, they wrote fucking songs about it. She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they say. That came out on the elevator when we were in Las Vegas the other day.
Did it really?
And Harper just burst out laughing. And she goes, what an appropriate song for Vegas.
Here's what's interesting, though. I don't doubt that maybe, you know, it was a guardian angel or whatever she wants to believe. But why does a guardian angel come to her and not somebody else who's in a very similar situation? Like, why does it? Mm-hmm. Why isn't everybody saved from the treacherous and dangerous people?
It is. I agree. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why does this person get help? And then all these people over here who are dying are just fucked. You know, they're not praying hard enough.
Or maybe maybe they don't see it. Maybe they don't acknowledge that something happened. I don't know, but it's like.
I don't know why. I mean, it doesn't make, I mean, I believe there are things that are guardians and that they interact from time to time. Yeah, I think there's evidence of that. I think there's enough stories of that. But it's beyond, I think, our understanding to go and try to go and get, you know, well, why is it this one and not that one? I have no idea.
Yeah.
It does play into life in a lot of things where, because essentially we're making the argument of why isn't it fair? Nothing in life is fair.
Right.
So, I mean, it's playing with life, with the rules of life. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, maybe that was a distraction, something that was paying attention to Warner that day. I don't know. I'm just thinking back to like junior high. And I remember some of the more troubled girls, you know, when you look back, they, you know, and at the time, you know, they don't think they're troubled. Nobody's really thinking them of them necessarily as troubled because you're at that age. But I'm sure the parents certainly were. And I remember many of them, you know, talking about my boyfriend works down at the, you know, so-and-so. And it's like, huh? And it's like, he's a man. And again, at that age, this is pre To Catch a Predator even. And people, it's shocking. It is shocking what the fuck was normalized not even that long ago.
I was so protected as a child. I know that shit went on in my school with kids and drugs and all sorts of stuff. I had no clue about it. I thought everybody was just like me, you know, just kind of getting through life, having a good time and being a good boy and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, you got to go to your class reunion, which I don't know if you've gone to any of yours.
None.
I think I had my 30 a couple years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was blown away at the stories they were telling me that they were like, oh yeah, we'd be under the bleachers and we'd be doing this. And I wasn't, I was in the frickin' marching band. So I was up in the stands playing my bass drum. You know, that was my childhood. These guys are out there being adults and, you know, I'm out in the frickin' cornfield pretending to be Spider-Man at some point in my life.
You were
playing radio in my basement. That's what I was doing.
That's what I was doing too, mostly. And then I had a karaoke machine in my bedroom during the all request dinner hour. Playing like the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack and shit like that. And then I just started working.
Yeah, exactly.
I literally went from doing that to working.
My first job I got, honest to God, we're down in El Dorado, Wisconsin, small town. It had a bowling alley and two bars. And my parents would go down every Friday night for fish fry and then just get drunk. Well, the owner of the bar was also the milk delivery guy for Gordon, and he would go to businesses in Oshkosh and deliver milk. I was 13 years old, and my dad said, "You need some help on the, you know, on the weekends?" Sure. I got my job at the bar at the age of 13, illegal, but that's what you did in my family. You went to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody does their part, and it's like,
we were under the bleachers and doing dope and all this kind of, I'm like, what? Really? That wasn't my childhood at all.
I grew up in, I went to the hood school in Fond du Lac to Sabish. And we were on the other side of the tracks. Although we lived on the other side of the tracks, but they bused us to the other side of the tracks.
Why was that to make it equal? Okay. Oh.
I don't know. Because there was an identical junior high a mile from my parents' house. But in Fond du Lac's wisdom, it was, let's bus him 7 miles across town because that'll make more sense.
It was exactly the same look to the school, wasn't it?
It was a twin. It was the identical building. It was just opposite. They built them at the same time,
which makes it
even more kind of weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're doppelgangers of each other, the schools.
Maybe your doppelganger went to the other school and you just don't know it.
Wouldn't that be creepy?
You should go look through their school books, their yearbooks.
You know, here's another creepy one that nobody thought of weird as the time. They had a teen nightclub in the one that was closer to my parents' house that we would go to on Friday nights. It was like the safe place to go hang out. And its name for teens?
Let me think. I remember it. And
dance and all that?
What was it?
Woody's.
Yeah, that's right, Woody's. That's right. It was Woody's. I remember those ads on the radio.
Yeah. Terry had a contract to DJ it for a while.
Woody's. So,
yeah, Woody's.
Was it like Woodworth School or something, or what was it?
Oh, shit. That's probably why.
Probably.
I wasn't even thinking that. That actually does make sense. I was thinking more in the perverse way of like, people would go there that dressing skankily when they were like way too young to be dressing like that. And I just remember it was just very like, oh God, like your parents let you out of the house like this and you're what age? And so that's where it was like, this is creepy. This is a creepy name for a place where this goes on. This is just freaking weird.
Was it Woodrow Wilson School or something like that? Or was
it was Woodworth, I believe.
That's right.
Woodworth. Yeah. And for a long time when I was a kid, it was nothing. Like they didn't have enough kids in the town to go there. So after the boomers grew up, they didn't have enough kids. Everybody left. And there was, it was just like an administration building for the longest time. And then they turned it back in. Anyway, there's the history of our town again. It's a weird place.
It is.
It is a weird place. There's even a Facebook group literally called that. Let's get another phone call and hear a ghost story. Hi.
Hi, my name is Lee, and this is my first time calling into the show, so I'm very excited and a little nervous. I'm very much a skeptic, and I feel like there's probably a rational explanation for everything, but I also really enjoy a good spooky story. So tonight, I'm going to tell you a story about why I always wear clothes to bed. And that's not really spooky as much as it just is interesting and kind of silly. When I was a teenager, my life changed dramatically and I moved in with my father. I took my brother's old bedroom as my own because it was bigger and he was away at college. There are three big windows that face the bed and a streetlight outside, so you can easily see anything that moves in front of the windows at night. And anytime anything weird has happened to me, it's always happened at night when I'm sleeping, whether it's in my dreams or just while laying in bed. I used to wake up a lot at night to sounds like a crowded cafe or a lunchroom. You know, that sort of babble where you can't really make out the words. When I woke up, I could see figures blocking the light from the windows. They were shadowed, but corporeal, and I could make out features on some of them. One was a woman with blonde hair in a ponytail, for example. One was an older man. One was a younger man who stood at the foot of my bed and made me feel really uncomfortable. And then one was a child in a corner. They would appear whenever I heard the babble. It would irritate me when I'd see them because I'd often have a test or a track meet the next day. So if I couldn't go back to sleep, I'd eventually tell the noise to shut up. And it would, and I'd go back to sleep. You know, I never thought anything about these occurrences. I just chalked it up to a recurring dream. I never even crossed my mind that it could be anything else until I went to summer camp. In the summer between my junior and senior year of high school, I went to a summer program in a women's college that is located in a historical preserve that still uses the original buildings from the 1700s. Because it's so historical, there's no air conditioning in the dorms. And all of this happened in the American South, so it was really hot, even at night. And I decided that I was going to sleep in my underwear and a sports bra to cool myself off. No problem. Until I woke up to the same babble and found two older ladies in hoop skirts and period clothing staring at me. They were discussing me amongst themselves and chiding me for being immodest and showing too much of my body. They told me to cover up and that I ought to be ashamed of myself. So I mumbled apologies and pulled on shorts and a t-shirt that were laying beside my bed where I'd thrown them off earlier. And I went back to sleep. I didn't think anything of it until I woke the next morning and kind of had an, like, oh my God moment. I'd just been scolded by the spirits of old Moravian women. Since then, I've never slept without covering myself entirely. If I try to sleep without clothes, I feel so uncomfortable that I can't sleep until I put them on. I guess the old ladies really got their point across. After this happened, I became hyper aware when I woke up in the middle of the night, and I stopped being bothered at home by the babbling as well. So whether this is my vivid imagination or something else entirely, I can't say, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. I have a few more stories of dreams of dead people and a strange occurrence on the Gettysburg battlefield that I'd love to call back and share with you sometime. So maybe you'll hear from me again. But until then, thank you so much for listening, and good night.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
Interesting. Can you imagine like having some ghosts come and tell you to put some clothes on because it's just too much?
Yeah, I mean, that would be.
I've had humans say that before, but I remember one time I was much younger and got drunk at a party of like four people, and all we had was vodka and Kool-Aid, and we ordered pizza and we were playing strip poker and. I had lost and it didn't bother me to answer the door like that. So, jeez. So no, if a ghost cult came and told me to put some clothes on, I'm not sure that I would, but
yeah. Was it Domino's or what?
It was something like that. Yeah. It was something like that. I remember I had to do mornings the next day on the air and I was driving in from Green Bay all the way to Fond du Lac. And I remember getting sick out the window of my truck. And when I got to the station, hungover very badly, the entire side of my truck was pink because of the Kool-Aid. So that was a different
Sharkleberry Finn or what was the flavor?
It was like cherry or something really just normal like that.
Can you drink Kool-Aid ever again?
Nope. And vodka is not my favorite either. So
yeah, sometimes, those will stick with you. And the side of your vehicle.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your ghost story with us, you can do it 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. We would love to hear your real ghost stories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.